RNZ Pacific News. Kia ora koutou, ko Susanalei Ātaua tēnei. New Zealand's wellbeing budget includes $76 million in operating funding for Pacific Health Services, as part of almost $200 million that's being allocated to policies and programs for Pasifika people in New Zealand. Lydia Lewis reports.
Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the cash injection will be used to support Pacific health providers to improve infrastructure, fund a targeted diabetes prevention and management program, and prepare for system reform. Meanwhile, $47 million in operating funding has been announced for Pacific education and employment initiatives. Mr. Robertson says it will be used to support Pacific science, technology, engineering, arts and maths opportunities. The government has also announced $4.4 million has been set aside for RNZ Pacific to buy a new transmitter to broadcast news across the Pacific. This has been labelled as critical infrastructure. The announcement was made as part of Broadcasting Minister Chris Farfoy's plans for a new public media entity, which is set to operate from next year.
The Fiji Med Service has warned that a newly formed tropical cyclone Gina is approaching Vanuatu's Pentecost, Ambrim and Malekula Islands. The out-of-season Category 1 storm has sustained winds of about 40 knots or about 75 kilometres an hour at its centre. Sakiase Waimbuto of Fiji Met Service says the cyclone will also move towards New Caledonia.
It's got estimated maximum winds of 40 knots. It is expected to travel across Vanuatu to the north of New Caledonia.
US President Joe Biden is invoking the Defence Product Act to address a shortage of powdered baby milk. Production of the product in America was halted in February when several children suffered serious bacterial infections. Mr. Biden says it's important to act swiftly.
The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good. That's to be able to speed up the import of infant formula and start getting more formula in stores as soon as possible.
Two passengers on a flight between Fiji and Samoa last Saturday tested positive for COVID-19 on arrival at Faleolo Airport. It takes the number of border cases to 78 since testing started in May 2020. The Samoan Ministry of Health COVID team says 1,006 new confirmed community cases were recorded in the 7 days to Sunday. The cumulative number of positive border and community cases now totals 12,051. Since the first confirmed community transmission case on March 17th this year, 24 deaths have been confirmed as being COVID-related. The US Department of the Interior's Office of Insular Affairs is providing more than $26 million of funding for critical government services in American Samoa. The funding provides $13 million for the Education Department, more than $11.5 million for the LBJ Medical Center, and $1.6 million to American Samoa Community College. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Interior for Insular Affairs, Ke One Nakoa, says the funds provide support for critical public services for the people of American Samoa. The lawyer for the General Manager of the Vanuatu National Provident Fund, Pamod Ashari, is raising concerns at continuing court delays over indecency charges brought against him. His preliminary inquiry on the charges has now been delayed 3 times. Lawyer Mark Hurley says the delays are not only impacting on Mr. Ashari, but also contributors to the fund. Mr. Ashari is facing 6 charges of indecency and 6 breaches of the leadership code. The prosecution has told local media it has more than 20 witnesses to support the charges against Mr. Ashari. He is on bail, which includes a ban on him entering the Provident Fund building. Vanuatu's Health Minister Bruno Leinkoni says 2 subvariants of the Omicron COVID strain, BA1 and BA2, are circulating in the country. Mr. Leinkoni says specimens sent to Melbourne for laboratory analysis were confirmed as the subvariants. The minister says more information on the 2 Omicron subvariants will soon be made known to the public, but in the meantime, people are encouraged to keep following the public health measures. Alert levels have been dropped for most areas in Vanuatu, but Eromango and Tana remain on the highest level at 3. There are 9,091 new cases of COVID reported in New Zealand. The 7-day rolling average of community cases is 7,981. 5 people have died with the virus, bringing the total to 1,022. The 7-day rolling average of deaths is 16. Of those who have died, one each from Wellington and Bay of Plenty and 3 from the South Island. One person was in their 70s and 4 people were in their 80s. 411 people are in hospital, with 12 in ICU or a high dependency unit. There are 90 new cases at the border. Spain's former king will return to the country after 2 years in exile in the UAE. Juan Carlos left Spain after he was linked to an inquiry into alleged corruption, but 3 investigations against the 84-year-old were dropped in March. It paved the way for him to return. He's planning to spend time with his family in northwest Spain and will visit his son, King Felipe VI, in Madrid. To sport, a fund overseen by World Rugby is being set up to help rebuild Tonga's rugby facilities following January's volcanic eruption and tsunami. The Tonga Rugby Union Chief Executive Peter Harding says rugby activity in the country is at a standstill because of the eruption and tsunami and the subsequent COVID outbreak. He says they approached World Rugby to have them manage a fund to hold donations from overseas, which can be used to restore grounds and other facilities.
We've set up the account and World Rugby have kicked it off with a donation of £100,000, which is great. A lot of other unions have indicated post the blast and post the tsunami that they wish to help. And the next step is to go to these unions and say, yeah, if you're still willing to help, this is the account to put it in. And this is the actual scope of works that we're going to be presenting and how your money will be used.
The Ikaletahi return to test action in July when they will take part in the Pacific Nations Cup. The Black Ferns have been forced into 3 changes to their squad for next month's Pacific Four series. First, 5 Patricia Maliepo has been ruled out with concussion, while Grace Steinmetz and Carla Hohepa have foot injuries. Renee Wycliffe, Hazel Chubik and potential debutant Kelsey Tenetti come in as the replacements. Meanwhile, the All Blacks hooker Dane Coles will make his first start for the Hurricanes this season, but captain Adi Savea is unavailable for Saturday's match against the Rebels. Coles has made 2 appearances off the bench since returning from injury. The Mystics star goal shoot Grace Noeke has been ruled out of their 2 ANZ Netball Premiership matches this weekend. The 20-year-old suffered an ankle injury in last weekend's win over the Tactics. The Mystics say a return to play program is being worked on for Noeke and they expect to provide a further update early next week. That's the news and sport from RNZ Pacific. You can read and hear more of our stories online at rnzi.com.